And the founder of Papa John's, John Schnatter, has resigned as chair of the pizza chain after a Forbes report that he used the N-word during a May conference call. Schnatter issued an apology yesterday that read, "Regardless of the context, I apologize. Simply stated, racism has no place in our society." Papa John's was founded in 1984, has more than 5,000 locations around the world. Joining us now, Robin Farzad, host of Full Disclosure, available on NPR One. And a quick warning, we're going to be talking about what John Schnatter said, and it could be offensive to many. But Robin, start with what happened. Schnatter made these comments on a conference call, where he was doing media training not to say stupid things.
Yeah, that's the irony. That's the tragicomedy to it. I mean, he was role-playing and playing a bit of devil's advocate, maybe too much, because people both in the room and on the call with the PR agency, the ad agency, took offense. And this training was intended to ameliorate his image after a big PR hit with the NFL's national anthem controversy.
Yeah, he made comments about the NFL players and the National Football League last fall. Get me on the right track here. Was that why he was having this kind of media training from the agency laundry service?
Yes. I mean, don't be such a bull in a china shop. Your name is on the brand, on the pizza boxes. And he had to leave the C-suite, I think it was about 7 months ago, after criticizing the NFL, which then prompted the league to ditch Papa John's as an official sponsor. And if you think about how much this brand is associated with Sundays and halftimes and Peyton Manning, how much it was about this founder, you know, Papa John, he called himself, and the key man risk of having so much hub and spoke out of one single executive, I think this presents it in sharp relief.
Well, so he said things about, he was critical of the NFL for the kneeling incidents and all of that. And then in this media training incident, and here comes the offensive language. In this media training incident where they were trying to tell him on this conference call, don't say stupid things, he said, but Colonel Sanders, allegedly, according to people who were there, Colonel Sanders called blacks, well, I can't even say, the N-word. What was he trying to say?
Yeah, I mean, he was this role-playing thing is like playing too much of a devil's advocate. Like, these guys are trouncing on me for comments I made in this postmodern era about the NFL and kneeling, and it's not racist. I mean, lynchings happened. People were dragged in trucks. Really graphic language and, a bit too much. He was a bit too much at liberty of doing it. And a lot of people are going to come out and say that this is a society gone really too politically correct. Others are saying that you have someone there who just doesn't get the moment, doesn't get a brand this ubiquitous, I think, with what, 3,500 stores in the United States and 1,600 abroad.
Well, he seemed to be trying to say, well, somebody else said something worse, but it backfired because he ended up saying the thing that people find offensive. As you said, people are going to be split on whether that is, the biggest sin. But meanwhile, how are stocks reacting? What does it mean for the company?
Well, he was already in the doghouse because this is such a laggard brand. It's interesting how the stock today is actually surging 15%, maybe on the idea that Papa John's is going to get a real shot at new management that's no longer obstructed by Schnatter as chairman. I mean, it's been struggling operationally. It's had to discount a lot. The shares were down nearly 14% year to date before this happened.
Yeah. Robin Farzad, host of Full Disclosure. There's something to be learned here in management teams about even when you are training someone, you have to be careful, of what they may say. Robin Farzad, thank you so much.
Thank you. Look for the Harvard Business School case study. I'm sure it'll happen.
That's right.